There's times when Annie is really much more outgoing, and I get a lot more kind of locked into more introverted things.
Do you worry about, I mean, you do seem to be incredibly busy. I mean, for the past 6 years, even all that time ago, you said, you know, if I'm not actually working, I'll be taping the guy who's coming round to my house to fix something.
That's right.
Just because he might have some talent. And you say you're still doing that. So.
Still doing it, yeah.
Who's the latest?
Oh, God, everybody. Got lots of victims on tape somewhere.
But do you worry about your hyperactivity?
Not really. I think if you're worried about it, then you'd get a neurosis about it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being busy.
Has it affected your health in any way?
Not really. No, the thing that affected my health was taking mountains of drugs, like for 7 days and things like that.
But you said Annie got you off that when you first met.
Mm.
We'd learnt so many things from being in the tourist, you know, so many kind of bad experiences that we had. So when we formed Eurythmics, we were really so conscious about the mistakes and the pitfalls that we were highly protective of each other, and we just didn't want to make those same mistakes again, and we wanted to control what we were doing.
It's got a sort of a rough plan, but what I like is willing for things to stray off a bit, because those interesting paths that you stray on could be much better than your original plan. I mean, we do have, well, what we called a manifesto at the beginning, which we've tried to stick to, but there's lots of little routes around that you can go and not stray too far off the beaten course, you know.
Have you ever felt the manifesto's gone out the window, it's gone too far, I've got to do something about it? Is there a point in your Eurythmics career you felt that?
Not really, because it was based on very classic decisions. And it wasn't really just connected with pop music, it was created with life in general.
If you had to name one Eurythmics track, and they're regarded as sort of one of these classic bands, which one's the first one that springs to mind that sums you up best?
I think Here Comes the Rain Again. It's, in a singles sense, it's got some of the most poignant moments for me.